It's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. It's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. Well, it's a no-show show. Yes, it's a no-show show. Well, it's a no-show show, but we've still got a jingle, yeah. And Todd recorded on his phone so we don't miss an episode. Other podcasts might have just not released something, but this is the Todd Glass Show, and it's professional.
You're going to be just fine. Okay? Just take a deep breath. I know you're stressed. Everybody's stressed. Now, what if someone's listening that's not stressed? Well, you can take it easy too, you know. I have important information about the show, which is tomorrow, the 5th of November. It looks like we're going to have a few empty seats. Now, some people emailed me already and said, hey, if you have fallouts, let us know. Like, I got a decent amount of those emails. I got them, and I will respond to you today. Today is Friday the 4th, and I will respond to you on the 4th. What we're saying is we added also a few seats to the late show. So email me and say, hey, if there's still some tickets, and tell me how many. Every single email that I get will be read tomorrow on the earlier side and absolutely be responded to. ToddGlassComedy@gmail. And obviously, it's about my taping for my hour special, which I'm doing November 5th in Los Angeles at the Lyric Theater, which is basically at like La Brea and Melrose. So you say, oh, okay, now I know where I'm going. Uber there if you go. So I don't mean to repeat this, but you can 15-second forward if it's not something you're going to, you know, be doing. But Saturday, which is tomorrow the 5th, I'll be doing my hour special to Lyric Theater. Now, it was all sold out, but we told people if they didn't respond within 48 hours, we would have to open up some seats. Plus, we added some seats. So I got the few emails already. If you email me, I will get it tomorrow, Friday the 4th. And I will respond. Okay, I went a little long with that, but I wanted to be really clear. Eric, do you think I did a good job?
I think you did a great job.
I went a little long, but it was necessary, right?
What did you say?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ba-dum-bump, ba-dum-bump, bump! Wow. Oh, by the way, the after shows are over on the website. What's our websites?
Todglass.com.
Todglass.com. And by the way, Computer Kings...
Computer with a K.
You guys rock. They made my website so clean, so easy to navigate. Anyway, we'll talk about them at another time. Meanwhile, they're like, no, talk about us more, Todd. We're listening. Computer King, it's...
Computer with a K.
Computer King.
Computer with a K.
You're gonna like what we do, you stupid fucking nice person.
We're working on that.
Yeah, we're working on that. Oh, and then Monday, don't 15-second forward. I thought our time together was special. Monday, we're putting out an issue-oriented show. We don't know what to call them. We're waiting for Joe. Hi, Joe. We want you to be a part of this issue-oriented show. Maybe a jingle like that? It's an issue-oriented show. They're talking about issues and orient... No, and things. It's an issue-oriented show. It's an issue-oriented show. No, I don't like that. But, Joe, you could do something better. We need an opening to this issue-oriented show. And we'll talk about Kevin Meaney on today's show. I guess you're going to know that if you listen. So I think we did it. That's it. Oh, you know what I didn't mention? There's no show today. To George Carlin. I think I mentioned it last week. Everyone's like, well, if we 15-second forward this, we don't got much time left. Wow. You know what? This is so annoying, this new phone. You know, it's all right. I'll get used to it. No, the reason there's no show today is because, well, I guess you know, I'm a little busy getting ready to do the hour. I keep mentioning it. It's like a humble brag. Harris Whittles would be disappointed in me.
That's a good chance to go to the website, get caught up on the after shows.
All right, don't talk about the two shows that are on the website for the after show. Yeah, they could go there and get the after show, but so people don't think I'm playing any shit. Sure, there are two after shows. Over on the website, if you want to look at a t-shirt, a grilled cheese t-shirt. But also for some people, so you don't think I'm, like I said, pulling any shit, gives you a chance to go back and listen to episodes that you haven't got a chance to listen to just in the past. I'm trying to make it that I'm not doing a show a good thing. Sometimes it is. Sometimes people tell me that. But also, by the way, I want to throw some love out to a comedian by the name of Max Alexander, which a lot of you aren't familiar with, but he died. And look, all I can say is that when you're in this business, and, you know, I remember being maybe 18 years old when I met Max, and Max had probably been doing it 5 years. So to when someone's doing it 5 years and you've been doing it a few months, they seem like, wow, like he had a polished act. And he was so nice. He taught me how to make a chocolate soda. I never knew what it was, but he was always so friendly. Daniel Kino has some great stories about him working with him in Vegas. He always did bits, and they were the driest bits in the world. Like, he told Daniel Kino to go out on stage and say that, you know, Daniel didn't know. Daniel might have been 20 at the time doing stand-up comedy in Vegas. He said, go out on stage and tell the audience you should, just out of respect, that Jim Croce died today. And Daniel Kino went out and did it. He had no idea that Jim Croce had died a long time ago. And he was mischievous in a good way. He also, well, never mind. But Max, like, a lot of love thrown your way, because I never forgot that when I met you and you were so nice and so kind and funny and, like I said, maybe your eternal life. You know what I like about eternal life, when some people say, like, a real one? It's not like, wouldn't it be great if your eternal life meant people talked about you positively forever? I mean, it's nice to think it. I'm not sure if it happens. It abso-fucking-lutely happens. So I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Nobody's sure where they go. Nobody's sure. I'm not sure at all. But I know one thing for sure, because I've seen kind people that have died, and I hear the way they're talked about for a long, 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 long time. Not like, it'd be cool to think that, but I don't know if it's true or not. It's true.
Yeah, and your energy will continue to exist as long as you're in the memory of others.
Right. And the more positive, well, you could be, you know, Stalin or Mussolini, or you could be Kevin Meaney. Mussolini or Kevin Meaney. And we will talk about Kevin Meaney not today's show. Next week's show. That's where I got confused. Next week's show with Tom Martin. Did I say today's show has Tom?
There is no show today.
There is no show today. But did I say Tom Martin's on it? Oh, no, I said next week.
Correct.
Okay. Today is November the 4th. Tomorrow is Saturday, November 5th. That's when I'm doing my hour special. So, again, back to that Max Alexander thing. Just seriously, when you're kind and you're nice, you will live on forever. And I know that because of my aunt Schmooky Fuck. Alrighty. So, you're doing all right. I always ask that. But I want to know. Is that so bad? Is that so bad of a thing? I can't ask how you're doing? And by the way, Eric says I mentioned it, but if I didn't already mention it, if you want to see if there's tickets free for tomorrow night, ToddGlassComedy@gmail. ToddGlassComedy@gmail. And you know what else? I'm asking for a lot today. Are you okay with that? Could you go like the Facebook page? Guess who just walked in, ladies and gentlemen? No joke. To George Carlin.
Little Stevie
Feinhardt. Hey! Oh, he brought ugly to-go food from El Pollo Loco. Dirty cups and ugly bags all over my nice dining room table that I'm sitting here working. Wow, that looks so good.
There you go.
Thank you.
Is this the podcast?
This is just there's no show this week.
Oh, okay,
so
it's like a pre-bullshit thing.
Hey!
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What do you mean you're sorry?
I didn't mean to offend.
Well, you know what? You don't look so nice. There you go. Did you put on some weight?
Oh.
Well, that's what you fucking get.
Jesus Christ.
Well, what do you mean? What, is it, you don't want people
to
know?
I don't want people to know that I put on weight.
You haven't. I was joking.
All right. Well, I put on about 20, 25 pounds.
Did you really?
Since last month.
No, shut up.
I'm not feeling very insecure about it.
I don't feel bad about talking along on this one because there is no show today. But I do want to... I guess say goodbye. Steve Fine Arts just asked me to tell everybody while I put this on pause that the Bitter Buddha is still available. Jesus.
It
might go back on sale for the holiday season. All right, everybody. You're great. You're special. You're charming. You're worth it. You're nice. You're we'll even roll in the Mr. Rogers song that Chris Farron did today, because you need to hear that. But today I want you to listen to it. Really listen to it and believe it. You hear me? All right. Oy, oy, oy. All right, everybody. Goodbye. See you next week, or you know what I mean.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or and I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. It's you I like.
Now entering Nerdist.com.